With me in the studio today are Jim Stitt, the commander and president of the Cincinnati Warbirds, and Cheryl Popp, who is the chairperson of Lunken Airport Days, coming up September 1st through Labor Day, September 4th. Thanks for coming in, folks. It's nice to see you, Cheryl.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Well, thank you. And Jim, we've known each other for a very long time.
Great to be here, Lloyd. Good to see you again.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, let's talk about this event coming up. Cheryl, would you tell us a little bit about the Lunken Airport Days and the event?
Lunken Airport Days is an exciting event that we've put together to coincide with the B-17 coming in from the EAA with the Warbirds. Cincinnati Warbirds is the sponsoring host of this event. And it's kind of inside, outside of the airport, you know, with the security being what it is today. It's one of the only times that you can go inside of airport grounds and actually talk to pilots and see airplanes up close.
Tell everybody what EAA stands for. I see it in all of the literature, and I don't see it spelled out. I mean, I know, but
Experimental Aircraft Association.
I love that. Now, Jim, tell us about a very special airplane that's coming in for this.
Well, it's the EAA's B-17 aluminum overcast. Out of the over 12,000 B-17s that were built, there's only about a dozen still flying, and this one goes around the country on a tour, and you can actually purchase a ride or a static display when it's not giving a ride, so we bring it in every year here.
Jim is a pilot himself. He flies the T-28. He's a member of the Cincinnati Warbirds. And tell us a little bit about the Warbirds organization.
Well, Cincinnati Warbirds is an organization that promotes the preservation of historic military aircraft and honors veterans who paid the ultimate price for the freedoms that we enjoy. So we take that very, very seriously. And we further that goal by bringing in these historic aircraft so that future generations can enjoy them.
I love that, being an Air Force guy myself and a former flyer. Do you do any restoration of aircraft here as part of your organization?
Our organization doesn't do the restoration, but we partner a lot with the Tri-State Warbird Museum at the Claremont County Airport, and they do a lot of restoration there.
And then what other aircraft have you flown, just out of curiosity? Have you got any stick time in the B-17?
Oh, absolutely. Especially, there was a time when, for a certain dollar amount, you could actually fly aluminum overcast. The FAA nixed that, and as well as the insurance companies, but there was a period of time when you could, and I got to fly it for quite a bit of time, as well as the B-29 Fifi.
Cheryl, how about yourself? Are you a pilot?
I have some stick time, too,
do
in the B-17. Same time frame as Jim, and they don't let us do it anymore. But we had a Bonanza. My family had a Bonanza.
Is that the V-tail?
Well, we had a V-tail. We sold it for a straight tail. But now I'm into helping preserve, you know, all of the Warbirds. We put a B-17 back together at Blue Ash Airport in the old days. It's now at the World War II Aviation Museum in New Orleans.
So how did you get involved in all of this yourself? Do you have any flying background before you were involved in
this? No, I wasn't in the military. Just my husband started to fly, and he said, you're either going with me or not. And I decided to take some training, you know, in the right seat, and pretty soon I was flying the plane and really loved it.
Let's talk about the B-17 a minute. Can you tell us the schedule, what will be happening, the rides that you mentioned earlier? What does it take to do that if somebody...
Okay. Well, the B-17 will be arriving the week of the 28th. We'll be doing media flights on Thursday. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, we'll be offering rides in the morning starting around 9 o'clock. And then when we're done with the rides, it will shut down and go on static display in the afternoon. People can sign up in advance for one of the seats, which go pretty quickly, by logging on to www.b17.org.
Jim, you mentioned the numbers of B-17s that were built. Is there anything further? You know, we all know about the B-17, of course, the European theater of World War II. Anything else from the history of the aircraft or this particular aircraft you'd like to share at this moment?
Well, the B-17 had a reputation for being very, very robust. A lot of the pilots praised it because it could take a lot of abuse and still get them back home. One of our members in the Cincinnati Warbirds, his name is Herb Heilbrand, 95-year-old B-17 commander, veteran of 35 missions, and the epitome of the greatest generation, just a super guy. For his 90th birthday, we got him some stick time in the left seat when it transitioned from Cincinnati down to Lexington. And we took a picture of him flying the aircraft, compared it to a picture taken in World War II. His hand position, posture, and everything were identical. So Cheryl put the two picture side by side in a frame, and we presented it to him for his birthday. And then I put him in my back seat, and he did barrel rolls back to Cincinnati.
Now, that's your T-28 that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's your own aircraft. Tell us a bit about the T-28, then, and your flying and your background there.
Well, got my pilot's license in 1980 and went through all the different ratings through flight instructor and helicopter and so forth, and was looking for something else to do, and got involved with a group that were flying T-34s in Cincinnati, doing formation and aerobatics and so forth, and then the wing spar issue came along. So we had to get rid of those aircraft. So I was looking for an aircraft to build a team around, and no one had a T-28 team. They were flying T-34s, T-6s, and so forth, but T-28 didn't have a team. So I bought one and started forming the group called the Trojan Horsemen. Our first show was in 2004, and we now perform a salute to the armed forces at air shows all over the country.
Is this a flight of four?
Six. We were at Whiteman Air Force Base last month flying there. And
were you making more noise than the B-2s at Whiteman?
Not more, no.
Well, Cheryl, bring us more up to date on this event that's coming up now. The dates, September 1st through September 4th.
The main part of Lunkin Days is the 2nd and 3rd, and that's when the airport itself will be open. And it's kind of, we like to call it a festival of aviation, because we have inside activities inside the fence and outside the fence. The big thing is it's free, and there's 1,500 free hot dogs and beverages both days, and that's all grilled by my group from the Honor Flight, while the Cincinnati Warbirds man the ramp and all of the planes that come in and out, because we have, you know, private aircraft that come in and out for the whole day. And then we have helicopter rides that go up around, take you for about a 10-minute spin, and a lot of aviation activities. We scavenger hunt, all kinds of things for kids. It originally started to introduce kids to aviation. And maybe you don't want to be a flight attendant or a pilot. You know, you could be a dispatcher, you could be a mechanic, or work on radios, avionics, anything. And we kind of expanded it from there, but it's a great day for families.
Another great thing you'll get to do is to meet some of these veterans. We'll have several folks out there, including Herb, who will be signing, autographing his book, Black and White Airmen. Are you familiar with his story there?
No, I'm not.
Oh, well, Herb flew B-17s, and when he got home, he'd read a lot about the Tuskegee Airmen who had flown cover for the B-17s and decided he wanted to learn more about them. Noticed there was a reunion in Cincinnati, so he went to the reunion and met a gentleman named John Lear. They got to talking, found out that John had flown cover on some of his flights in the 15th Air Force. They talked a little more and found out they went to the same school. They got out the yearbook, opened it up, and they are standing next to each other in the class photograph. So they became lifelong friends, wrote a book called Black and White Airmen, and just a phenomenal story.
Well, I had the good fortune to host the Tuskegee event at the Air Force Museum a year or so ago, so a lot of those folks were there too. Well, Cheryl, anything else we need to know about the event coming up?
Free admission, free hot dogs, the first 1,500 that can stand in line and get one. They're grilled by the Cincinnati Warbirds and served by the volunteers from Honor Flight.
Oh, now that you mention Honor Flight, remind people what Honor Flight is. That's a big deal.
Honor Flight's a nonprofit, and our main goal, our only mission, is to take veterans to see their memorials in Washington, D.C. We've lowered the age to 65. They've served 65 and over, either stateside or overseas. They're eligible for our waiting list. We do 5 trips a year. We've taken about 5,000 Greater Cincinnatians on these flights.
At no cost to them.
Yes, and you have escorts, volunteer escorts.
The escorts are called guardians. We take a charter plane, we drop them 10 minutes from Iwo Jima, and we pack the day full of memorials and thanks and all kinds of kudos for these guys that saved our world.
One other thing we're doing on Sunday, that's the same weekend as Riverfest, a famous fireworks display, WEBN. Well, our group will be supporting that event by doing flyovers of Riverfest all afternoon long up until the fireworks go off.
Well, folks, thank you so much for coming in. I've been speaking with Jim Stitt, who is the commander and president of the Cincinnati Warbirds, and Cheryl Popp, who is chairperson of the Lunkin Airport Days, coming up Friday, September 1st, through Labor Day, Monday, September 4th. And as Cheryl said, the main activities are the 2nd and 3rd. And if you'd like to book a flight on the B-17, wvsu.org/aroundcincinnati for more information. And Jim, the other email address?
b17.org.
Thank you so much for coming in, and hey, have fun on this event. It sounds like it's a wonderful thing coming up. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lloyd Bryant.
If I only had wings, I'd fly like a birdie in the sky.
with a tra-la-la and a dree, 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 dree. It's a pair of wings for me. Take a trip to the moon, yes, the moon on high. Ask him why he wings his eye. With a tra-la-la-la and a dree, 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 dree. It's a pair of wings for me. Drifting, dreaming, watching the clouds roll by. I'd be scheming, happy in the bright blue sky. If I only had wings, I'd fly, fly, fly like a birdie in the sky. With a tra-la-la-la and a dree, 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 dree. Get the angels swinging on their harps for me. It's a pair of wings for me. It's a pair of wings for me.